This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Thursday's solo episode. I just recorded 2 minutes and realized that my microphone was not even on. And this is what happens because right now I'm using my... Oh, and see, Sean said I'm not supposed to see the zebra prints on the camera. So remember when Sean came to my house and he set up the cameras so that I could use my high quality cameras for the solo episodes and for when people come to record in person? So that's what I'm doing today. I set it up. But then as soon as my routine for recording changes up even a little bit, something will mess up. So for example, I forgot to even turn on my microphone. If I would have recorded this whole episode and the microphone wasn't on, I would have lost my mind, but then just recorded it again. But I'm so busy today. Obviously, last week we were at Disneyland. I didn't get anything done. Mondays are always busy, but today is times 10 because I'm catching up on things and trying to get ahead of things again. So it is Monday. We returned from Disneyland on Friday, and I thought I would kind of explain how we even ended up at Disneyland because I still am trying to process that. And how did that happen? So crazy. I got an email a while ago asking if I would like this opportunity, like to take 4 people to Disneyland, and you would have passes for the parks each day, and there were certain things scheduled into our itinerary because they were doing an international creators event. So there were people there from all over the world who are on social media, like YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. And I was expecting it to be all families with little kids, but it wasn't. There were a handful of families, people that had little kids, but for the most part, it was all kinds of creators. There was young, single people. There were older people. Like, it was a nice mix of people. So I was part of the Canada group, obviously. So throughout the week, we had certain meals planned together. The last night we had a big dinner with everybody, which was beautiful and so nice. They had a band playing Disney songs. That's where we got our pictures taken with Buzz and Woody. It was just like the coolest thing. And so many people are like, is it worth it to go to Disney if you're not a Disney person? I was never a Disney person. I didn't grow up going to Disney. I've only been to Disney World, which is the one in Orlando, once. And I don't remember much about it. I remember liking Space Mountain. But other than that, I really don't remember much. I couldn't even tell you if we just went there for the day or if we stayed overnight. Like, I have the worst memory in the world. But yeah, I know I went to Disney. I was probably 15 and didn't think much of it. I love Disney movies, obviously. Who doesn't? And like, that was kind of the extent of it. And so recently, my husband and I were thinking about planning a Disney trip to bring Milo because I wanted him to be a little bit older before we, you know, spent a lot of money going on a vacation like that. Because I wanted him to like remember it. I wanted him to understand what was going on, appreciate things, like enjoy things, be excited about things. And I feel like when they're really young, you don't necessarily get that. But I was surprised at all the people that had young kids, really young kids. And I'm assuming the parents are Disney people. And so for them, it's really special to bring their little kids. But I, for my personality, our situation, I'm happy that we brought Milo when he was 5 years old. He's like 5 and a half now. Would I have enjoyed it? Like, we were lucky because we had my mom there. So my husband and I could do things in the evenings on our own if Milo and my mom decided to stay back at the hotel, because you do get exhausted walking around all day. So we had an evening to go do things on our own. Also, I will say, because Milo is 5 and a half, he is tall enough to go on the majority of the rides and experiences, which was also nice because you didn't feel like you were missing out on things because your kids can't can't go on the rides. So that was a bonus because he could actually go on things that were really fun. We ended up booking an extra room because a lot of people, it was like two kids and parents. So I think that's why they allowed four people for us. We only have one kid, so we were able to bring another adult, which was really lovely. But we ended up booking a second room on our own so that we had two rooms. Obviously, like three adults and a child in one room is crazy, especially when there's two adults in that group of four that snore. Okay. And I will say, I brought my Bose headphones that play, you know how I love a sound machine? So these Bose headphones are basically like playing a sound machine in your ears all night. And they worked really well. Really well. I could hardly hear my mom snoring. And if I did, I would like turn them up a little bit. Sometimes it would hurt one ear to lay on, you know, if you have an earplug in or something and then you lay on a pillow on that ear and it hurts. So sometimes I would take the earplug out that was pressed against the pillow, if that makes sense. But yeah, they worked amazing, which is good to know because I'm always so hesitant to travel with people that snore and share a room because you do not want to not sleep at Disneyland. So I was like, great, I'm going to sleep with someone that snores. And it was luteal phase, which there's always a stretch of days where I don't sleep very well. That never happened this time. And I'm going to credit all the things that Miranda has been having me do because I have been doing them like religiously since I started working with her early January, I think, or no, beginning of February. I don't remember. Since my last period anyways. And so her whole thing is if you're doing these things in follicular phase, ovulation phase, then luteal phase, you're setting yourself up for symptom-free phases after the fact. The whole time we were in Disney, I didn't do anything I was supposed to do, like not one thing. I did focus on protein, hence the turkey leg, but I think that's why my luteal phase has not been what it usually is, which was great because I slept really well at Disney. You're also exhausted by the evening. So things that I wanted to go over, I wanted to kind of talk about what our ideal day was at Disneyland. And this would apply to anybody with young kids. If you're thinking about going to Disney, this is how I would do it. I always heard people talk about, and I saw people, so our creator events usually started before the park even opened. So we would meet up with everybody at 6:30 a.m. And I think the parks open at 7 a.m. if I'm correct. My husband and I both turn the big 40 next year, and we have been thinking a lot about our long-term health. We want to get smarter about our health, make better choices, but also not feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction. There is so much information out there, and it can be hard to figure out what applies to you, what is right, and what is wrong. Well, let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week. Don't just take my word for it. Naomi's Apple Review says Zoe Science and Nutrition is super easy to consume even if you don't understand the science, with loads of actionable tips, a great mix of guests, and interesting cutting-edge science. You can't go wrong with a weekly podcast where world-leading scientists explain how their own research could improve your health. If you're ready to join millions of others like Naomi transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. If you're like me, then the bane of your existence is thinking about what to feed your children, prepping food, going to the grocery store, all of the above. Who has the time? We are all so busy, and it's important to incorporate things into our life that keep our life as simple and convenient as possible. Little Spoon is one way to do just that. They deliver fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kid will love at every eating stage they are in. The baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. They partner with Clean Label Project to test their blends for 400 plus contaminants, including heavy metals. So you know you're getting good stuff. The Biteables are finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding, and they are healthy, balanced, and free of artificial junk. The Little Spoon plates are toddler and big kid meals that are free of junk and they taste amazing. Even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. They also offer really fun things like puffs. They have smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. You quite literally never have to think about food again. It's just easy peasy. And did I mention this all comes right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, you are going to love it, and your kids are going to love it. It is just a huge win for your family. Simplify your kids' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code momroom at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. We were already in the park before the gates actually opened and they were letting the public in. But as we would walk into the park before it opened, you would see all the people lined up waiting to get in. And I was like, oh my God, it's hard to think about. Like, we had to get up early and get our shit together and get to the park because we were meeting with people and there was like photos that we had to take. So it was like, okay, we have to do this. But it's hard when you're on vacation to wake up early with an alarm. Like, you're waking up earlier than you would maybe at home, especially when there's a time change and you're jet lagged. It was a lot. But once you're up and out the door, it's totally fine. In my mind, I was like, oh my God, I don't think I could come to Disneyland and wait at the gate for the doors to open so early. But now that I've experienced it, I 100% recommend waking up early and getting your ass in line to get in the park right away once it opens, because we did our best park Disney stuff early morning. As soon as it turned 7 o'clock, your Genie Plus starts working so you can book your first ride. We would book Milo's favorite ride, which was the Big Thunder Railroad Coaster. I know I mixed up those words. That's not what it's called, but you know what I mean. And so as soon as it would be 7 o'clock, we're already in the park, I would book that ride for us. And it would be like right away. In the morning, the Genie Plus options are so much better and faster. You can get on a ride right away. Whereas if you wait till the afternoon, if you pick a ride, let's say you want to get on the Incredicoaster, it's not going to be for like 3 hours. So you have to kind of keep yourself busy for 3 hours until you can go on your roller coaster that you booked. So you can wait in line for another one, but you can't book more than one ride at a time with Genie Plus, which is kind of nice because it prevents people from just like taking over all the rides, you know? So in the park, 7 a.m., book your first ride. And as soon as, so let's say it's 7, and it'll be like, okay, you can get on your ride at 8 a.m. So go have some breakfast. As soon as you log in for that ride, as you're walking through the lane to get on the ride, you book your next one. I would look at what was around that ride and book something nearby so that we could go on it right away. When you do book a ride on the Genie Plus, you have an hour window to check in, which is nice because, you know, you might have to walk a little bit. You might want to grab something to eat before you go to the next one. So it's really nice to have the hour window, but it's important to have a little bit of a plan. So as soon as Genie Plus opens up, you're in the park. As soon as it opens, book your ride. As soon as you check in for that ride, know what you're going to be booking next so that you can do it as soon as you check in. You can get on like 4, 5, 6 things depending on how quickly you move. And that is what I would recommend doing until 11:30. So you've already been in the park for 8, 9, 10, 11, like 4 hours. And you've done so much and it's only 11:30. Then I would say if you're waiting in line at a ride or you're walking from one ride to the next, you want to book a mobile food order through the app. The Disneyland app is unreal. I feel like the world in general should just have an app like this for everything. You can go to the mobile order thing. It'll show you what's near you, all the restaurants and available dining options. You can click start mobile order, and then you can choose a window of time. So let's say you're going on a ride or you guys are going to use the bathroom or whatever. You can say, okay, in 45 minutes, I'm going to book this window for a mobile food order. And if you end up having to change that, you can pick a different window. You can switch it. That is genius. So let's say you're on a roller coaster at 11, or you just checked into a roller coaster, you're waiting in line. You can go to mobile food orders and be like, okay, at 11:45 to 12:15, scene. You create your order of everything that you want at this restaurant that's nearby the roller coaster. Submit the order, and then there's an option to say, I'm here, start preparing my order. So once you are getting close to the restaurant, you click start preparing my order, and then you wait like 5 minutes and it'll ding on the app and say your order is ready to be picked up. Then you just walk to where you pick up the mobile orders, and all your food and everything is going to be ready for you in a bag. It is genius. And I had to bring to my mom's attention after our trip. It was like on the last day or something. I was like, Mom, think about it. We never once waited for food, waited to go pee, nothing. My husband and I waited for a ride once because we were on our own and we had time. It's kind of hard to wait in line for a long period of time with kids. We probably did maybe less experiences and rides, but I still feel like we did a lot because we were at the park so early. We could get in those Genie Plus bookings like bang, 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 one after another. The ideal day, you're there right when it opens, you're Genie Plusing as much as you can until like lunchtime. Mobile food order, your lunch, go pick up your lunch, sit down. We never once were looking for a place to sit. We always had a spot to sit, to eat, have your lunch, and then I would say walk back to your hotel. We were staying on the park, so that's another thing that I highly recommend, because it's very nice when you have little kids to be able to go back to your hotel to chill for a bit before dinner and evening. On your way back to the hotel, you walk through downtown Disney. We stop at some stores, pick up some things, grab an ice cream, whatever you want to do. Get back to the hotel, chill for a moment. You're going to be tired. You're walking a lot. One day it was nice. We actually went to the pool outside the hotel, which was beautiful. We had chairs to sit on. It's a beautiful pool at the Disneyland Hotel. And we ordered drinks. They have poolside service. And then we also did the mobile food order at the little restaurant that was outside our hotel, which was delicious. It was called like Tangaroa Grill or something. Unreal food. Like, we did not have a bad meal the entire week. Everything was delicious, including the coffee. Like, the coffee was not bad. Like, the coffee was delicious. It's crazy. Anyways, we ordered the mobile food at the little restaurant. So as soon as we got the notice that it was ready, my husband and I just walked over, picked it up, brought it back to our pool chairs. We ate food. We went swimming. Then we relaxed in the hotel room for a while. My mom and I just like read our Kindles. Milo was watching his shows. And then in the evening, we got ready again, walked back into the parks, did dinner. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention. Before you leave the park to go have your rest at the hotel, book a ride that you want to go on for the evening so that you already have it booked. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. You know how a lot of people can't leave the house without a water bottle? It's like their emotional support water bottle. I am the exact same way with facial tissues. And that is because I have such bad allergies, specifically in my sinuses, to the point where I know I'm going to have to blow my nose multiple times in a day, and I cannot be out in public without my emotional support facial tissues. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Now I know if I have a big event, maybe I'm going to a concert, going out for dinner, I don't want to be blowing my nose every 2 seconds. It's very unbecoming. And so I will take Claritin D and enjoy my evening. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Lola V. Lola V is an award-winning hair care line by none other than Jennifer Aniston. They offer clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. I just did my whole hair care routine with all the products the other night, and I am obsessed. Along with incredible shampoo and conditioner, they have an intensive repair treatment that you can use once a week. They also have a lightweight hair oil. There's a leave-in treatment, and there's also a glossing detangling Wrangler, which I need because lately I want to do my hair in like a slicked back look, but my hair's too frizzy. Get 15% off Lola V with the code MOMROOM at www.lolav.com/momroom. And Lola V is LOLAVIE. My husband and I, on that day, that's when we were going back to the park in the evening by ourselves, we booked the Incredicoaster for the evening. So it was at like 6:45 or 7 p.m. or something. So we knew, because it'll fill up. Like by the end of the day, all the Genie Plus bookings start to fill up and then you notice it's not available anymore. So before you leave the park for your afternoon break, if that's what you're going to do, make sure you book your evening ride. So we booked that. And so we knew we would go back to the park, have dinner, and we had that ride booked to not have to wait in line. So that is smart. And then you have dinner, you do a ride or two, and then they always have evening shows that start at 9 or something. Or you could go back at 5:30 p.m. for the parade. You definitely have to do that one day because that was so freaking cute. Oh my God, I can't even. So that's my ideal day. The Genie Plus is definitely worth it. A lot of people ask that question. It is definitely worth it, especially, like I said, you have to be at the park when it opens. I know it sounds nuts to wake up so early on vacation, but you will get to do so much more if you're there when the park opens. Trust me. And I was a person that was like, never. Like, I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. to be at the park. Not a chance. Now I get it, you know? Like I said, I was not a Disney person before. And now I cannot wait to go back. And I really want to go back around the holidays because everything is decorated for Christmas and the holiday season. They even have like merch and like Disney things that are holiday themed. And Mickey Mouse and Minnie are in their little holiday outfits. Like, I can't, okay? The Christmas lights, the Christmas trees, like, I just want to go so badly around the holidays or Halloween, both of those. And someone told me before that they decorate for Halloween and it's like fall vibes and Halloween. And then on October 31st, if you sleep over and then on November 1st, you go to the park, it's Christmas. I don't know if this is like a myth, but somebody said if you go to Disney and you sleep over on October 31st, you experience like Halloween all day October 31st, and then you wake up on November 1st and it's Christmas everywhere. Like, I need to experience this, okay? The mobile food orders, unreal. Every single restaurant and place in the world should just function in that way. Like, it's genius. Another thing about the app that was incredible, you can open up an interactive map of Disneyland and it'll show you exactly where you are. And then you could do like a filter and you can say, show me all the attractions, and it'll label all the attractions around you so you know what to book next or what's around you. But then at the same time, you could also filter dining options and it'll show you everything. Or you can select washrooms. How genius is that? Because a lot of their washrooms are tucked away. Like, you can't really see them. It's not like big in your face, like washrooms here, because that takes away from the cuteness of all the little areas, right? So the washrooms are kind of tucked away, but it's shocking. If you go to the filter, show me all the washrooms, like there's going to be a washroom right next to you. And we never once waited in line to use the bathroom. Like, it blows my mind. Disney knows what they're doing, you know? The food, the bathrooms, everything. They know what they're doing, okay? Our favorite rides were, okay, so if you go to Toontown, it's for smaller children, but I highly recommend going to Toontown and looking at Minnie Mouse's house, and they have Mickey Mouse's house, and you can tour through them. It's like the cutest thing in the world. That's where my butt got wet. We were trying to be cute and take pictures and videos in Minnie Mouse's backyard because she had this little tea set set up. And of course, my mom's chair was bone dry, and then I sit on my chair and it's flooded. So my butt got soaking wet. Luckily, I was wearing my Lululemon pants that dry really quickly, but I was trying to stand with my butt facing the sun all day so it would dry quick. But yeah, go to Toontown. If you have small kids, that's where you're gonna wanna be. They have the cutest, I think it's called like Mickey Mouse's Railroad Escape or something like that. It's so cute. You're in the little railroad cart, but it's all the imagery and the graphics that you're passing and the story of it. Like, it's just so cute. Milo's favorite ride that we went on 3 or 4 times is the Railroad Big Thunder one. Like, it's pretty quick and it's pretty scary and he loves it. He's still talking about it. My husband and I went on the Incredicoaster and Milo was not tall enough to go on that, thank God, because it's intense. It was so fun though. So that was really fun. And I will say, for height requirements, like, Milo could go on almost everything except for, I think it was Indiana Jones, which seemed to be really popular. Like it booked up really quickly, but we never got to go on that one. So he wasn't tall enough for that. He wasn't tall enough for the Incredicoaster. He wasn't tall enough for, I think there was like three things that he wasn't tall enough for. But other than that, he could go on almost everything. I think he's 42 inches. If you download the Disneyland app and you click on all the attractions, it'll list them and it says the height requirements right on them, which is really nice. My least favorite ride, Guardians of the Galaxy. And maybe you guys are hearing this and you're like, what? That's the best ride. Like so many people love it. That was my nightmare. And the moment I realized what kind of ride it was, I immediately wanted it to stop. Immediately. And Sarah told me, she's like, you have to go on Guardians of the Galaxy. It's so cool. Like it's good. It has a drop. So I was expecting like one big drop at the end of the ride. Mm-mm. The whole thing is like drops and reverse drops, like shooting you up. So imagine you're in an elevator, sitting in an elevator with like a little seatbelt. You're falling like at lightning speed and then they're fucking shooting you up to the roof at lightning speed. And the whole time, like Milo was right beside me, my little tiny child baby, my little baby love, sitting beside me. The first time it drops, terror on his face, like eyes filling up with tears. I was like, oh my God, this is just the beginning of the ride. It's gonna keep going on and on and on. And I was hovered over top of him, just saying like, it's okay, like you're doing so good. We're gonna be fine. It's gonna be over soon. Like, don't worry about it. But meanwhile, in my head, I am like shitting my pants. Every time we drop or get shot up, my brain is scrambling. And then as soon as it like starts to get better, we drop or shoot up again. Oh my God. And my mom was on the other side of Milo. And after the ride was over and we were trying to recover, she's like, wow, like the graphics on that ride were so good. That's the best graphics I've seen so far. And I said, I did not see a thing. My eyes were closed the entire time. I did not see one thing in that ride. I don't know what was happening. Like I left my body. It was like an out of body experience. And my mom was like, yeah, when they brought us all the way up to the top, the doors opened and you could see the whole park lit up. I was like, wow, that sounds incredible. But I did not see one thing. And Sarah did say, she's like, Milo's not going to like this one. But because he liked the other roller coasters, I was thinking, oh, he'll be fine. Like he's loving the scary rides, the quick rides. But this is not a roller coaster. This is like dropping up and down over and over again. There's no like other movement involved. So yeah, I probably should have cleared up exactly what kind of ride it was before that. But yeah, my poor little baby, like every time it would drop, his butt, like he's off the chair. My mom said she was off the chair too. I don't even know if I was because I was not in my body. So yeah, that was my least favorite ride. It's what my nightmares are made of. If you have been to Disneyland a while back, that ride, Guardians of the Galaxy, used to be the Tower of Terror. So that's a more appropriate name for it. Not gonna lie. Tower of Terror. Oh boy. That is all I'm gonna share about Disney today. I am going to go through the questions that you guys put up on Instagram and I'm gonna work on those answers and add them to the highlight reel on my profile. I also will be editing our vlog. I used my cool new little vlogging camera during that trip and I'm gonna put something together. So that's my Disney experience. And I honestly cannot wait to go back. Every single thing that you can buy at Disney is such good quality. Like this hat that I'm wearing, the sweater that I bought, even their stuffies. Milo, this is the first thing he picked out at Disney was this Pluto stuffy. Their stuffies are such good quality. The food, I bought these little lemon cookies in a bag from like a gift shop. They're like these little Mickey Mouse cookies. Unreal. I was like, I wish I would have bought 5 bags of these and brought them home. I'm just in awe, you know? And I cannot wait to go back. I want to do one of those runs that Sarah did because it's like you're going to Disney but also with a purpose and it's health related, you know? So anywho, that is it for me for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe and follow us on Instagram at The Mom Room Podcast. Have a good, what day is this coming out? Thursday. Have a great Thursday, a great Friday, and a great weekend. My birthday is coming up, so that episode is going to be fun. I'm I'm working on the idea of what I want my birthday episode to be, because it will be on a Thursday, so there will be a solo episode out on my B-day, so stay tuned for that. All right. Oh, and I'll keep you guys posted on the Patreon. That is coming soon, and I cannot wait. All right, bye.